Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Well, today is Tuesday, and you know what that means. So I hope you're ready to get your sexy on, as they would say in show biz. Well, I would like to also welcome right now our very special weekly Tuesday morning co-host, Mr. Terry Benjamin.
Good morning,
Terry.
How you doing?
I am doing super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm great. I mean, another day, you know, another chance to get this thing right. I'm more than happy. I'm blessed.
You know, I love that when you say, you know, another opportunity to get this thing right. You know, exactly how I see it. I mean, really, that is one of my prayers. When I say my prayers in the morning, I'm like, God, thank you for another opportunity to get it right. Well, they say great minds think alike. Well,
I can't argue with that. You're so right. You're so right.
Oh, wow. I'm so shocked to hear you say that. But it just goes to show, you know, it's true. When you're on the right path, I tell you, things are just familiar. I'm so excited about all that is about to take place. But I know you're going to be talking today, giving us some ABCs of success. You're on here each week now on Tuesdays, giving us lots of information, books to read, various authors to search out, to hear the wisdom that they have to drop. But I dare say, listen, you're dropping a lot of wisdom on right. I know there are some people, they haven't caught on yet. So We know, well, the people haven't caught on to Tuesdays yet, right here on Coach Melissa Show. But they're going to be catching
up. We'll give them a little time to catch up.
Well, you know what? We have have a few events coming up as well. So throughout the show, I have a couple of commercials after play because now we're starting to take sponsors for the show.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
We've moved to that level, so we have a couple of commercials that we have to do a little bit later. I'll let you know. And we're going to be taking other commercials, and we know that those commercials are going to draw in more people. So we're about to take, this show is about to go to a whole another level. So,
but those sponsors really is an opportunity for more people to participate, but also for more information as well.
Exactly.
I think more than anything else, I think we give information. I think that, you know, when you talk about the ABCs of success, what I'm saying, you really have to almost like sort of break things down and start all over again, and it's almost like learning a new language. You know, I want to start out with a quote, and this is from Earl G. Graves, who was the founder and publisher of Black Enterprise Magazine. And he says, we keep going back stronger, not weaker, because we would not allow rejection to beat us down. It will only strengthen our resolve. And this is the point. To be successful, there is no other way. Okay, and there's ifs, ands, and buts about it. And Jim Rohn, one of my favorite motivational speaker, I call him motivational teacher, he says you need to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. So it's really about personal growth and personal development. But you can't do that unless you start following the proper diet. And then what we're doing, at least so far, I think about this last night, what we're doing is we're like chemists in the lab, sort of cooking up this food for thought. And we're preparing this food for thought for people to come and really partake of this. But I do believe that the more you know, the more you can teach other people. And I think when you share, you learn as well. And one of the things I like about this show is that I give people opportunity to sort of tune in and really start to think. And it's early in the morning, so they don't have a whole lot of distractions. So this first thing, this is like breakfast. You know, I like that word breakfast. Is really break fast, okay? You're breaking your fast. And this is good because we're giving you this food for thought that will not only break your fast but also help you start your day. And that's why I love that what we're doing. I mean, we're offering a service that I wish I had when I was starting, you know, my walk to success. And when I say my walk to success, I mean like my obvious success. A lot of times things happen, and it's almost by accident. But if you know what you're doing, if you plan your course, it's even better. And also, it's not lonely because you have a lot of like-minded people. And I just want to throw out just the first ABCs, and we can talk about that and do some other things, but I believe, again, ABC is a success, okay? I think the first A, well, A stands for awareness, okay? Awareness, you have to know what you're going and what you're about. And also, I like the whole idea of self-awareness. You got to know who you are. B is for belief. Do you believe in yourself enough that when people try to discourage you that you continue? And C is for commitment, okay? Not merely interested, but committed. A lot of people are interested in success, but they're not committed to success. So, man, we start with ABCs, and we just go on. I remember the example of Malcolm X, what he did when he was in prison. He took the dictionary, and what he did is he took each word, and he wrote each word down, and he wrote the definition of each word. And, you know, by the time he finished his time in prison, he had actually copied the whole dictionary from A to Z. Now, I'm not asking anybody to do that, but I'm just saying I think words are power. Vocabulary is power. The more words you know, the clearer you are in your thinking. A lot of times our thinking is muddled because we don't have the right words to express the exact thing that we're after. Now, if we can't do that, we'll sort of find ourselves sort of searching for words, pausing and stumbling and stuttering because we're not sure of the right word. And many times the right word will convey the right message, and we need to have that right message so we're not unclear about what our purpose is. I like one speaker said, you know, we have to live life on purpose, not by accident, but on purpose, not by luck, but on purpose. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, that's great. So A for awareness, B for believing in your purpose, in yourself, believing in your, wow, your abilities, your skills, and then C for, what's C for again?
Commitment.
Right, how could I forget that one? To get going.
Yeah,
because
I mean, if you're not committed, then you're not going to, because you know as well as I do, Lisa, I mean, as you go through life, you're going to meet some obstacles, no ifs, ands, buts about it. I tell my kids, you know, if you don't meet any problems and obstacles, if you don't meet any failures, it's because you're not doing anything. If you're doing something, you're going to meet with some difficulties. You're going to meet with some obstacles, but your commitment to what you say you're about, and many times that commitment is translating to your passion, whatever your passion is, and you have that passion in you, you're going to push on because that passion is going to give you energy, and that passion is going to give you momentum. So you can go through the trials. I mean, sometimes the trials seem like joy because you do something and it doesn't work out the way that you want to, but you find how to do something better. So even though it's a lot of people might see it as a mistake, but I like what the scientists do. You know, when they make a mistake, they don't call it a mistake. They call it an experiment. So they might have to do, like, millions of experiments to get it right, but that's okay because, again, they are experimenters. And so, again, when we make mistakes, it's not a mistake. It's really an experiment. And when we do it again, we'll do it much, much better.
And you know what? That sounds pretty much like what we're doing a lot of times is we're also experimenters. We're researchers.
Yes.
And when you talk about lifelong learning, this is the hot golden thing right now is lifelong learning. So you are on the cutting edge of all that is happening in the world today as it relates.
Well, I think so because, Lisa, what happened is that we're living longer. And I think, again, if we're going to live longer, we need to live better. And that's why I want to say, you know, looking at the alphabet and maybe looking at it in a different way. You know, genius is not being smarter than the average person. Genius is looking at something that someone else is looking at and seeing something different. That's the definition of genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at one, we're looking at the same thing. And you say, well, you know, that's just a cup holder. I said, no, that's a pen holder. You know, it's the same thing, but I'm using it in a different way. And that's my genius. I think one of the things about, you know, the ABCs of success, you know, when you talk ABC, I mean, A could be something else, B could be something else, C can be for creativity. And when I speak about creativity, people have to understand it's not always painting a picture or writing a book. I know a woman who doesn't consider herself an artist, but when you walk into her home, it's almost like you're in another world because the way she put her home together, the furniture, the draperies, the things that she has to enhance her house, her home, her environment, to me, shows great creativity. And sometimes we take that for granted.
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, and going back to that whole, this whole ABCs of success, talking about your own life becoming a personal success, you know, just so on point to everything that I'm about. So I am so honored to be able to know you and to be able to bring you on the coach show to give people a lot of meat to go with the dinner, you know, to go with. You're throwing out these awesome books and these various leaders in that field, definitely Mr. Jim Rowan, some powerful stuff. And as you were talking about his comment that he lived by, if you work harder on yourself, you should work harder on yourself than you do on your job.
Because unless you own the business, all you're doing is making somebody else rich.
Yeah, and I love how he says that if you work, you know, if you work on a job, that's great. He says you can make a living, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you work hard on yourself, he says you can make a fortune, and that's super fine.
Well, that's beautiful, and it's so funny because I know for myself and as well as you, I mean, when we started our speaking business. And when we started going out to places and speaking and getting paid for that, my thing was to study the best. And as I was reading Les Brown and Jack Canfield and Darren Hardy and all these people, they were saying that their teacher was Jim Rohn. And I said, well, who's this Jim Rohn? I got to really find out who he is. And so I began to order his tapes and his books because I'm like you. If I'm going to do something, I wanted to be the best that I can be at that. And so what I did is when I began to study, I studied Jim Rohn because it is Jim Rohn that let me know. And he wrote this, and he says here, if you want to be successful, you have to really just develop an above-average smile, develop an above-average excitement, develop an above-average dedication, develop an above-average interest in other people. To have more, become more. That's the bottom line. To have more, become more. And Les Brown said that if you want to keep on getting what you're getting, keep on doing what you're doing. You got to do something.
I love it. I love that, and I've also adapted that to say, if you want something you've never had before, you got it. You've never done before.
Yes, yes. But it's so elementary. Like I said, that's why we're still talking about the ABCs, because ABCs are still elementary. Everybody knows ABCs, okay? But now we want to look at those words, and we want to refine them in terms of our new reality, because now we're going to be not just, and as the Bible says, not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
Absolutely.
Because okay? I think the whole thing with vocabulary, you know, it's so important. I know your students, my students, so many of them are frustrated because they are limited in their vocabulary, and then they are limited in their self-expression. They have great ideas to share, to speak to the world, but because they don't have the vocabulary, they are frustrated, and sometimes they may descend to profanity or use words in the wrong way because they're not really sure what these words mean. But once you get those words together, once you develop that clarity, you can't be stopped.
Mm.
You can't be stopped because you know, even though people may look at you and think that, you know what, I don't know what you're doing, but it's all right, because sometimes, as quiet as it's kept, you might not know what you're doing. I know for myself, at least, I've been in situations where, you know, I don't know why I'm reading these books. I don't know why I'm meeting these people. But you know what? Sometimes I just go with it. I just, as they say, you know, let go, let God. Because I don't know, but I'm moving towards something. You know, I live life in great expectation. I expect a miracle each and every day. And sometimes the miracles are small. Sometimes the miracles are big. But each miracle is really helped me change and refine and retool my thinking to go to the next level. And I can't say that I always know where I'm going, but when I get there, I say thank God, because, you know, it's you, not me.
Well, you know what, that note, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to do this commercial, so I want you all to stay tuned and listen. Again, welcome if you just tuned in to the Coach Elisa Show. We thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Mr. Terry Benjamin. He is the author of Sexy at 60, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Does your life need a makeover? Well, don't miss the very first makeover party. Happy Tuesday, November the 15th at the Marriott Courtyard, located on Routes 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. That's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The admission is absolutely free. Talk about party. Come on, ladies. I know you like to party. I know you like to have fun. Well, how about this? You can have fun while getting your personal development style on all at the same time. So don't forget to come out on Tuesday, November the 15th, 7 p.m. to the Marriott Courtyard on Route 1 and 9 South. The Marriott Courtyard is the official sponsor for this event. So please come out. We will be there. We will show you how to make your life over.
All right, well, we're back, and I tell you, there it is. Talk about everything that we're talking about, personal development, the ABCs of success. how to work harder on yourself than you do on your job, how to be aware of what it is that you want, who you are, where you want to go, believing in yourself, and then making a commitment to do this thing each and every day, getting better and better. So we have a life makeover party coming up. You're invited. I tell you, Terry, I hope you can make it out. It is a Tuesday evening.
Okay, well, I'll think about that. Because, again, I mean, I think, you know, we have a big thing about makeovers. And, again, I think sometimes we need to make over our life. But the thing is, what our life is that you have opportunity to make it over each and every day. You know, and that's a beautiful thing because, you know, it's people have to understand. And that's one of the things that I really speak about in terms of a healthy aging. We keep on thinking that the way that we were 10 years ago, we have to stay that way. But that's not the way it is. I mean, I know, and you know, and I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. That would be retarded, and that's impossible because I would be either I'll either be better or worse, but I won't be the same. You just can't be that. You know, Confucius says he who wishes to secure the good of others has already secured his own. He who wishes to secure the good of others has already secured his own. It's Confucius, and I'm saying I think what this means is the fact that one of the things we have to realize, and I think it's a sign of maturity, and I think it's a sign of well-being. When you see people being successful and you say, instead of saying, oh, who does she think she is, you say, well, you know, hey, God bless her and send her on her way. Because, again, when you celebrate other people's success, you celebrate your own success. When you want good for other people, you get good for yourself. So no reason to be jealous, you know, no reason to be envious. Just say, you know what, that person is a role model to me. I can learn from that person. And the thing is, when like-minded people get together, like you and I and the people listening to us, they say, steel sharpens steel. You keep me sharp, I keep you sharp. And that's what it comes down to. So, yeah, you know, we need to go back to basics. We have to understand that, you know, everything that I have achieved, everything that you have achieved is possible for others. You know, there's no lock on success.
Well, I think this is a great time to go back to basics, and I love the way Zig Ziglar said it. He said, if you help enough people get what they want,
yes.
Get everything that you want. And, you know, that is so powerful.
It is.
I transformed it a little bit different because this is what I read in a book that told me that if what you make happen for others, God will make it happen for you.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Sure. You're right. You got to help other people. But I just love the way Zig Ziglar, he had such a way of putting things. If you help get what they want, you can have everything that you want. You can't, listen, if you follow that principle alone, you cannot help but to be transformed into something new every day. Just imagine waking up and going about your day by trying to find people that you can help.
Well, again, I think we have to understand that, you know, everything that we want is out there for us. But, you know what's the big reason that people don't get what they want, Lisa? This is just a simple, but it's a basic reason. Most people don't get what they want because, I'm going back to letter A, they don't ask. They don't ask, you know. And let me read this quote here. It says, this is from Percy Ross. He was a self-made multimillionaire and philanthropist. And Percy Ross says, you've got to ask. Asking is, in my opinion, the world's most powerful and neglected secret to success and happiness. Just ask. Can you buy my product? Can you buy my service? Can you donate to my particular cause? You've got to ask. Jack Canfield says, ask until people get tired and they give it to you. Ask as if you expect to get it. Ask like you got
it.
How about that? You know, so people ask me, you know, when do you dress for success? Do you dress for success before you become successful or after you become successful? I say you be dressed for success before you become successful, because for many people, perception is reality. He looks successful. I have people tell me, you know, like, you look intelligent. And I laugh. I said, what does that mean, I look intelligent? I mean, can you look at a person and say, well, you look dumb? Perception is, for many people, perception is reality. I could be walking around with a $1,000 suit on, a $500 tie, a $200 shirt, $500 shoes, and have not a penny in my pocket. But people looking at me say, you know, that man is successful. is rich.
You hear people say that. Absolutely. You know, and my mother used to teach us that she would say it like this, clothes makes the man.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she would teach us, she was teaching us that you have to dress to impress. And she, without ever having, ever had to say, have to dress to impress. All she would,
right.
All my life I heard her say, clothes makes the man. And I already knew it somehow, I knew what that meant.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you know what's so funny? I don't know about your background, but my background, I was raised in poverty, which means that I was so poor that I didn't even know it. All I knew is that my mother loved me and that my grandmother loved me and that I had siblings around me who loved me and I could play and I could watch TV and I had food to eat. But when I was thinking about going to college, I know I couldn't get in college because I didn't have any money, but they said, you know what, maybe you can because you are financially disadvantaged. And I didn't know that I was. And I
sure,
was
we didn't
shocked.
Know. No,
you know,
no.
I didn't know. But
well,
they told me.
In our age, time period, too, it was difficult to know you were poor because everybody else had what you had, which was literally
yeah,
nothing.
Right. Yeah.
You were coming up. You didn't have one family next door. You know, you had no car and shoes, and the family next to you had, you know, Jordans and a Mercedes. We didn't have that when I was growing up.
Remember, I don't know, the experience we had, you know, my mother would say, you know, go next door, go to Miss Sally's house and ask her to send me a cup of sugar.
Sure.
Or go over to Maddie's and get me a cup of lard, you know.
So that's what our extent of who had something was the people that was able to have something when you didn't. But then, see, but today, these kids, they know abject poverty. Why? Because they could be living sometimes even in the same household. Like you could have two siblings living together with their raising their children. One sibling has a good job and has lots of money. The other sibling is on welfare. So one child doesn't get anything. The other child is running around in jewelry and fancy things. They come out with, like, diamond earrings in their ear. Have that back
right.
then.
Yes,
every kid had.
Here.
Yeah, every kid needed a haircut. Every kid had on a plaid shirt. Every kid had on overalls. You couldn't tell that you didn't have anything. But today, it's totally, totally, totally different. And I believe that these
kids. Well, you're right. And I think that's why we got to get back to the basics, because, again, you have to realize that, you know, see, we have to redefine our vocabulary, we have to redefine our alphabet, but we have to also redefine what we consider wealth. I know as I get older, when I think about wealth, I think about true abundance, and when I say true abundance, I mean having enough for me and my family and also my friends and like-minded people. But I think the point is that, you know, we understand wealth is not just money, and you know it really is resources. And I think your biggest resource is your health. You know, if I'm healthy, I'm the richest man alive. Because everything starts from that. You know,
we're going to take this caller. Hold on, caller. I see you there. Open up your phone lines, because I want to hear your comment or your question. Good morning, area code 908. Tell us your name and. Give us your comment or question.
Hello. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just wanted to say to you this morning, hold on just a second. This is what I wanted to say to you this morning. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Coach?
Yes, 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 I hear it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say to you this morning. Listen.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
I was like, okay, All right. Happy birthday. Well, thank you very much. Funny. Okay. That is funny. You caught me off guard with that one. All right. Well, good morning now. Now you have to give us a comment or a question.
Oh, no. I just want to get out because you know what I'm doing. I'm getting the kids together. And I was like, I hope she get me in before I have to leave the house. But, Mr. Benjamin, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm loving, you know, the information that you're giving out.
Thank you so much. Taking
my little notes here and there, in and out of the room. I try to listen every Tuesday to you. Coach talks so much about you. And so, you know, we'll get to meet up. Maybe one day.
I didn't mean to
interrupt your time, but I just had to get that in there for Coach.
No interruption. We're here for you.
That's right. That's right. Okay, well, I put her back on mute because, yes. But anyway, you're right. This is what we're here for. You're never interrupting. Please call in. By the way, let me just go on and give you the number. For those of you who may be listening and you want to pose a question or a comment for Mr. Benjamin, he is the author of Sexy at 60. He is also the producer of the segment of the Coach Lisa Show every Tuesday entitled Healthy Aging and Lifelong Living. Now, he also has another project coming out, a movie. So let me give you the number because I know you want to know about that. 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And you'll be on the air with Coach Lisa and Terry Benjamin, author, playwright, movie producer now. What else, sir? Wow, husband, father, friend, and, you know, he's got a lot that he's doing. You need help in the literary field, literary language, anything in that. He's a publisher, has his own publishing company, in-house publishing. If you are an author, you need help with your book being published. You want to contact Terry Benjamin. He has a website, In-House Publishing. You can find him. You can just Google his name, Terry Benjamin. He's in the New Jersey area. But he is doing great, great, great things. This movie coming out. Talk about your movie. I know we're talking about success.
Yeah.
The ABCs, but I think we have a minute or two for you to talk.
Again, I think it's all part of the same thing because, again, about 5 years ago, I started a book entitled Sexy at 60, and it was subtitled Answers That Matter, Questions That Reveal. And as I began writing on the project, I just started, you know, saying, you know, a lot of people should see these people that I'm talking to because a lot of times when we think about 60, we think of someone being old and on their last legs, but I spoke to people who are so full of energy that you would think that, you know, they are like 40 or even younger because they know what it is to live a full life, what it is to be engaged in healthy aging and lifelong learning. So this gives them energy and this gives them a purpose. And again, I'm just so happy to be able to introduce these people to the public. I know for myself, I'm 61, and I know that my 61 is not what I imagined it would be. It's a lot better than I ever thought it would be because I've been able to do so many things and have perspective. You know, it's so funny that we talked about this topic being on, you know, definitely on time because this is a new book that I just want to start here. It's a good book called 30 Lessons for Living. Tried and true advice from the wisest Americans. And this is a book that talked to people in their 70s because my concept for Sexy at 60 was always Sexy at 60, but not just Sexy at 60, but Sexy at 60 and beyond. Because in the film, it was also in the book. I end the book with a chapter on Sexy at 60 and beyond. And in this chapter, I interview two of the most important people in my life ever. I interviewed my mother, who is 76, and I also interviewed my father, who was also 76. And it really reminds me when I'm looking at this book by Carl Pellemer, 30 Lessons for Living, Tried and True Advice from Wisest Americans. In the book, one of the elders says, if your attitude is that you're still good, you still enjoy life, there's still purpose in your life, you'll do well. So I think what it is that, you know, the thing that kept me going and has me going to different areas like the filmmaking and that kind of thing is because I want to do more. I have more. I want to share more. And, again, I've just met like-minded people. So the film, although it was something I thought about maybe in my farther future, not my near future, it's come today. And I think the lesson here is that sometimes we spend so much time planning something that we don't do it, you know. It's a good plan. I mean, I read some great business plans, but I see no business, you know. And going back to the ABCs of success, you can have the greatest business plan in the world, but it takes the A word, and that A word is action, okay? Business, no action is a fantasy, okay? A dream with action is a reality. And I don't know about you, man. I can live the world of fantasy. Just one last thing. I really like that song that you began the show with, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. That song was written some time ago by McFadden and Whitehead, and they came out. They used to be songwriters for many different artists, and they came out, and they did the song. I think it's probably the only hit that they had, but it was so powerful. At that time, that's something that we needed to hear. Right now, I think what we need to hear, we said before, is we have to understand that because people are going to be out here a lot longer than we thought that they would be, we have to live a better life, because if we live a better life, it will be good for not only us, but for the whole planet. So, again, when I talk about Sexy at 60, it's not a local movement. It really is a worldwide movement, because in the film, you're going to see black, white, Hispanic, you know, all that. We want the full colors of the human rainbow, because there are people who are interviewed between 60 and 69 who have a lot to tell us. It is not just a race or a class or a profession. You know, it's really across the board. And so, and I thank you really for giving me this opportunity, this forum to really develop this idea even more, because I tell you, Lisa, the more I talk about it, the more it's developed, and the more it's expanded. And like I said, I never thought I would be on a radio and co-hosting this every Tuesday with you. But you know what? It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing, because I think that it's something that you and I do for each other. But you know what? There's so many other people that are benefiting. And it's so funny. I know when you're in a class, I'm in a class, you have your vocal students, the students that every time you ask a question, they raise their hand and answer. But then you have the other students who are not so vocal. But when you read their papers, when you read their responses, you get a whole world of knowledge from them, because some people just like to listen. And that's good. But the thing is that, you know, to listen, to learn, you got to move on it. Because if you don't, you know, it's almost like having a lot of money and keeping it to yourself. I mean, the economy stagnates when we don't let the money circulate. You know, our planet stagnates when we don't share our wealth of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, because that's what makes it a better world. But if you keep to yourself, it dodges you. Les Brown said that the wealthiest place in America is the graveyard, because some people have died with all their dreams, all their music, all their hopes, and plans and desires inside them, and they never had an opportunity to share that. And again, when I go, I want people to say, you know what, he did a lot of things. I know there was more things in him, but he did as much as he could possibly do, and he did it not for himself, not for his family, not for his friends, but he did it for as many people that could profit from it. And I think that's what business is about, profiting from things that are really changing people's lives. You know, you give service. And you give service, and that service is something, if it's real, it's from your heart. And people know that. See, people, you can't fool people. If they don't know it intellectually, they know it emotionally. And I think that's what you do. That's why I like talking with you, because you come from the heart. I never had a phony moment with you. You come from the heart. You're a straight shooter, and I love that about you. And I don't want to make you blush, but I believe that. And you know what? I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. How about that?
No, and you know, here's the funniest thing. This is the funniest thing, you know, Terry. Here we sit on November the 8th, 2011. You know, we're in 2014. century. We've, you know, both been on, you know, either side of this the century thing. And,
yes.
You know, Terry, you know, I'm so committed to going, and like you said, that commitment, that ABC, I got it, that I got that. I'm so committed to going around and helping people get on the right path, folks that have gotten on the wrong path for whatever reason. That's one of my major passions. And, you know, when I talk to people and tell them about going to college, and especially a junior college, but just college in general, correct?
Yes.
People, they love to say to me, like, it's almost like they're waiting for me to show up so they can say this. They'll say, well, the first thing they say to me, well, college isn't for everyone.
Ooh.
And he always, but always at the back of my mind, Terry, I said, mm-hmm. well, yeah, but if you realize that you might meet a Terry Benjamin, you would go, listen, people, you would go for the sake of it. Because here's the thing. This is what I know for sure. Had I not gone back to college, I know for a fact I would have never met you. And people might say, could have met them another way. That's not true, because in Scripture, Jesus would say, like, I must meet that way. He knew that if that way, he was going to meet up with people that are on that particular road. And I just heard, and good morning and welcome to those of you who are in the chat room. Good morning, good day. You're on the Coach Lalisa Show. God bless you. Cynthia, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Terry Benjamin. He's the author of Sexy at 60. He has a new movie coming out. He's also he also owns a publishing company. He has several books published himself. He has several authors under his belt. He's just doing great things. He's a college professor. He's also, now he did him, now y'all letting this get by you, but the man, an admissions counselor. He knows in school, y'all, anybody that's got anybody that need to get in school, if you have organizations such as your church, your community group, and you have teenagers, you better call this man in to talk about how to get in these colleges, because, you know, he did admissions, but he's done a lot more, as, you know, other things as well as in that role, because he also had to help students see what courses would be accepted. He had to help students know what would transfer to all those other schools that junior college articulates with. You need to know, yes, we are into the success and the personal development, but we're talking about all this knowledge, all the literature that he's talking about. You want your child, your student, when they get to college, you want them to look for professors like Terry Benjamin, because they're going to really learn something and not just, you know, you're wasting your money. But, yeah, he knows all that admission stuff, the applications, the financial aid packages, all that you – so you want to bring him in, you know, give him, you know, a small fee. I'm sure he would accept that, you know, but he would do it.
A donation.
Donation, you know.
Yeah.
He still has his family to feed and what have you.
But you know what's funny, Lisa? I mean, again, you know, I think people say, well, you know, college is not for everybody. And I agree. I agree with that. I think some people need to go to technical school, trade schools, culinary schools, cosmetology schools, and that kind of thing. But I tell my students, one thing I ask my students, the first thing I ask them is, how many of you have a library card? I'm not talking about the school library. I'm talking about a library card to your local library, because in that library – it's all the education that you will ever need. But you got to go inside and you got to open a book and you got to read.
And you got to know what book to read. And here's
exactly.
The thing.
Exactly. Oh, please, yes.
College.
Yes.
And it's all put together for you. It's succinct.
It is. Yeah.
They've already done. Yeah.
Because they give you a curriculum, they give you a reading list. You know, it's so funny.
You don't have enough time in your life. You don't, your life, like, you know, again, Dennis Kimbrough says, you know what, time isn't running out, but your life is. So you don't have enough time to go and sit up in the library and do all that reading. Go to college. They've pulled all the important things together that you need to know that targets a particular area.
That's true. That's true.
Just believe that. I believe that everyone has a particular area that you were put here on earth to study more about.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. and you owe it to yourself. I think you owe it to yourself to find that area. You know, it's so funny.
Go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, you know, it's so funny when you talk about, you know, business, you know, and I think for myself in the last maybe 20 years or so, there's a lot of talk about being an entrepreneur. You know, everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but I don't think everybody understands what that is, you know.
Well, we're going to do a whole thing on that. But see, I want to, like, for people to say, you know, well, college isn't for everyone. Well, tell me why it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
People do that. Tell me why it's not for you if it's not for everyone. Typically, the people who are saying that, more than likely, they're not all that happy in their current positions in life.
Right. And a lot of times they don't want to do the work. I think a lot of people are afraid of hard work, not realizing that.
But they don't realize.
If your passion is not hard work. I mean, Martha Stewart, of all people, she said, and I quote, "Knowing your passion, working hard to keep it alive, enjoying it every minute of every day, even when the going is difficult. These are the hallmarks of an entrepreneurial enterprise. You love it so much that you would do it when you got paid." She started in catering. She was a caterer. She loved it so much that, you know, she started charging. But when she first started, she was only charging $12 per person. But as she got into it, she was getting notice from other people. Newspapers were coming to her. You know, again, Dennis Kimbrough said something I love. He said, you know what? You know, people will come. You know, he said you should set your life on fire because people will come to see you burn.
Ain't that something? No, I got it.
They will come to see you burn, man. They will say, oh, look at that Terry Benjamin. Look at that Lisa J. Williams. What, they got a new book out? They got a new film out? Let me go check this out.
Well, we got another commercial we have to go to. We got to pay the bills.
Okay, so, please, go ahead.
Right there, talking about entrepreneurs. Check this out.
Do you like to shop? Well, come out on Friday, November 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the Vendor Expo. You will get an opportunity to purchase right from local vendors in your area. Get those special items for that special someone or for your family members for this holiday season. This Vendors Expo is the first of its kind here in Newark, New Jersey. The event is hosted by Sister to Sister and Sisters in the Spirit. For more information, contact Angela Vett at 973-573-2494 or Lil Lisa at 908-432-1853. If you are a vendor, you still may have an opportunity to reserve your table. Vendor tables are only $50, and they are going fast. So make that call, 973-573-2494 or 908-432-1853. Remember, get your shop on Friday, November 25th at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Where? At Sisters and Sisters, Sisters in the Spirit, joining together for their first Vendor Expo. This event will give small business owners the opportunity to showcase their businesses, to network, to make money. And it will give shoppers a chance to shop until you are ready to drop.
Well, there you have it. Shoppers can shop until they drop. Vendors can network at the Marriott Courtyard. And don't forget, if you have a business or if you have an advertisement, please get in touch with us and we can work out a deal for you. But that's what time it is, Terry. We are just, like you said, you ask. You don't know if you have people who want to advertise with your radio show if you don't ask.
this thing almost like we're ashamed, you know? Like we're embarrassed. I mean, look, if you're an entrepreneur, your job is to sell your product. There's no shame in that. That's the American way.
Well, you know what?
People can't buy from you unless they know. And you can't get anything unless you ask for it.
Here's my thing. You know what? If you're too ashamed, hire somebody to ask for you.
I love that.
That's
I love that.
Well, that's what Steve Jobs and, you know, Jim Rowan and all those dudes believed in. They believed in teamwork. Who was it? I think it was Jim Rowan or one of those guys said, you know, the power of let's get it done. You know,
yeah.
We always by ourselves. You will
right.
run yourself ragged. Get a let people help. You may not be good at asking, but I bet you there's, for every time you're not good, there's at least 10 people you know that's their forte.
Well, that's the point, because one of the things big right now is network marketing, and I know a lot of network marketing companies and a lot of network marketing people, and that's not for everybody, but if one of the things I do like about it, and I've gotten to it myself, is the whole concept of residual income. Residual income means income that you get when you're not working, okay, because you advertise. I mean, I think for me, a big part of this is, okay, I have a house, but I also have rental property. So every month I have people coming to me and giving me a check for living in my property. I don't have to worry about that. You know, I maintain the property and this residual income, because as long as I have those tenants there, I have that income. You know, I have a publishing company. We publish books, but the bulk of our books at this particular time are sold on Amazon.com. So while I'm sleeping, somebody else is working for me, and this is 24/7. This is 7 days a week. So we got to put in the mindset, you know, you do something. That's why I like franchises. That's like a lot of times in the publishing business, most of us, when we write one book, really we're writing two books at the same time. I started writing this book, and I decided, you know, the book takes place on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The book got so long, I decided to really break the book in half. So the first part is Thursday and Friday, and the last part is Friday, but it's two complete books. But again, it's like franchising. You know, people are writing what they call three-book series or five-book series or six-book series. So you have to buy all six books to really get the complete story. And I think, again, you know, that's we got to think in terms of being entrepreneurs and think in terms of, you know, I don't know about you, but Lisa, I'm at the point where I'm unemployable, okay? You can't hire me for 9 to 5, because first of all, most people, I'm too old, I'm overqualified, you know, I'm too independent, you know, and the list goes on.
It's but
the
right
thing
there.
Right. And so what happens if that's the case? Then I say I have no choice. I have to make my own opportunities. I have
you
to
hit
make
the nail
my own
on
work.
The head. No, you hit the nail. I've just had this conversation, and I know Minister Pat is cracking up laughing right now. I just had this conversation with her yesterday, and I didn't use that term, I'm unemployable. But the thing is, I can't do a 9 to 5. And it's not.
No, you can't.
Well, I have the education to do it. I have the skill sets to do it. But I cannot be that. I need that flexibility. I must have it.
You can't be that confined, because, Lisa, let's let the people know who are listening. Okay, look. As an entrepreneur, you don't work a 9 to 5. You're working 7 days a week, 24/7, because even when you're asleep, your subconscious mind is working on your business.
Yes.
But again, but like Jim Rohn said, you work harder on yourself than you do on your job. You know, once you develop yourself, like I said, if you want more, you got to be more. It's as simple as that. You know, and Jim Rohn says, you know, you don't get what you want, you get what you are.
Well, I love it when he said that.
Yeah.
Wow. When he said that, he said that, yes, how does he say, something like, you know, it's not about, it's about who you become. It's not, I forget exactly how he says it, but boy, I'll find it. I got it in my notes somewhere. Powerful, but
yeah,
go
but,
ahead.
But, say, but in the course of that journey, you know, because you make choices. I'm reading a book now by Joel Osteen. Now, he is not a, quote, entrepreneur, but he is, because he has services, he has books, he has tapes and that kind of thing. But again, I think for many of us, I want to go back to ABCs, and I want to go to C, and I want to say choice. You have a choice.
Yeah.
In his book, he says this, and I quote, I love this quotation here. He says here, and the book is entitled Every Day a Friday, How to Be Happier 7 Days a Week. And he says here, it is your choice to be happy. Make up your mind to enjoy this day, to have a blessed, prosperous, victorious year. You may have some setbacks, and your circumstances may change, but don't So don't let that change your mind. Keep it set on happiness. You know, again, I mean, I'm happy. I'm a happy person. And that makes all the difference. I'm happy. I exude happiness. I radiate happiness. People want to come to, sometimes people come to class not to do any work, but to listen to my jokes. You know, they come to be entertained. I remember one girl came in, but she came with a full breakfast. I said, whoa, wait a minute, okay? And she, it was like she's watching TV. I said, look, finish your food and then come back, because I can't have you with that on your desk. But my point is that people love to be around positive people, and positive people are happy people, because, you know, like Joe Austin said, I mean, so many of us live for the weekend. So I can't wait till Friday. I can't wait to Saturday, because then I'm really going to have fun. I'm going to really enjoy myself. But what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Mm-hmm. And then this is another funny thing, Lisa. They talk about someday. Someday I'm going to be happy. And my question to you, what is someday? I know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but someday? What is someday? What calendar is that on, you know?
That's funny.
Some people wait for some day, and it ain't going to never come, because no
such thing. It ain't
going to
never come. It doesn't exist.
Only thing is
that's
today.
It's not
even yesterday. It's not even the next day, but it's today. One of the things, you know, I learned about being older, Lisa, and this is gold, okay? You have to be in the moment, okay? The moment. I don't know what's happening after this program. I don't know what's happened before this program. But right now, you and I together, we are in the moment. And that makes all the difference. In the moment, we're meditating on this topic. We're radiating these good vibes. But it's all in the moment. And that's all that we have. All we have is this moment, this time. We don't have someday. We have right now.
Wow.
I didn't mean to preach, but.
No. Listen. No. In the chat room, Cindy Robinson said, wow, that is deep. I was just talking about this last night on her coaching call. So there's another thing to add to your list. You're a coach also. Coach Terry. Now you might as well.
I like to first just say, you know, I'm a poet and I don't even know it.
See, look. Now you're a coach. But, you know, you see, I tell you, you know what, but it's so true, and I know we're so close to out of time, and the time goes so fast.
I don't believe it, because this time goes too fast, you know?
An hour, but you know what? But we're going to have to make some adjustments for Tuesdays, and we're good.
Time, I don't know. Having fun, and we got to go, you know?
Well, yeah, I know, right? We can actually add at least another half hour, because it's a good topic, though. Come on. This topic encompasses everything that we do when you're talking
about it.
You talk about healthy aging and lifelong learning. That's for all ages, because, you know,
And then going back to basics, you know, sometimes we got to go back to the basics, because sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, on a computer, sometimes you have to put the reset button.
Yes.
And I think with our lives, sometimes, you know what, we're going, and I told my wife, I was saying there, I said, you know, sometimes, you know, I feel like a machine, and when I feel like that, I stop.
Okay.
I'm not a machine. I'm not an autopilot. Sometimes I have to shop and stop and just shake things up, you know. That's why I tell my students, sometimes we're sitting in class, I say, you know, why don't we just stretch, you know, why don't we just
get up and
stand up, you know, and just walk around, you know.
Yeah, and on that note, we're going to have to reset until next Tuesday, because we're absolutely out of time. We only have left for the outro of the show. But thank you again, Terry. Powerful day. We have to connect. Thank you to our callers, to our listeners, those in the chat room. Thank you for your comments. Don't forget, tune in again tomorrow for another great episode of the Coach Lisa Show. And if you want to connect with Mr. Benjamin, you can catch him on Facebook. Or like I said, you can Google him, and you can always go back and listen to the archive and pass it on to a friend. Tell them what you've learned today. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget, you can make it happen.
Okay, next week.
Yes, awareness.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.